Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You don't have to tell your business, but touch somebody and say, but it worked. They laughed at me, but it worked. They talked about me, but it worked. They turned up their nose at me, but it worked. They tried to get my job, but this worked. They said I wasn't qualified, but it worked. They said I was ugly, but it worked. They said I was stupid, but it worked. They said I'd never get here. Oh, but it... This morning, I came to preach with a symbol. It's not particularly valuable to anybody who doesn't know what it represents. It's just a rag. What good is a rag? It's just a symbol. You might not recognize the value of this rag, but this rag is a symbol, because the symbol is personal. It means something to the individuals. Some things, you know, you can get insurance on because you can go buy another one. But when they mean something to you, they are priceless because you cannot buy the memory of what it represents. This is just, it's a symbol. It doesn't mean anything to anybody else. And you're probably wondering what in the world I'm going to do. But this morning, I want to use this symbol. And the only person who knows what it really means isn't here today, so I'll speak in his behalf. This symbol means something to David. It is the epitome of his journey and his life and his struggling. It's this rag, this old rag that don't even go with what I got on and don't fit into where I am right now, but it's where I came from. It's the rag of a shepherd boy. Yeah, it's the rag of a shepherd boy. A shepherd boy is not like the upper echelon, not in a caste system. He's a shepherd boy. He's basically a field hand. His daddy worked out in the field, and he was a boy in the house. And a shepherd boy, half the time, no wages would work for food. David was a shepherd boy out there trying to take care of the sheep and didn't have nothing to work with. And a lion came against him, and he took a rag and said, this is the kind of stuff you make to fight back with when you don't have nothing to fight with. Have you ever gotten to a fight and you didn't have nothing to fight with, but you took what you had and you said, such as I have, I'm not going to let you take my stuff, my job, my opportunity, my life, my family's legacy. You're after my family's legacy. I'm not going to let you do it. And even though I don't have nothing fancy to fight with, like a degree or like $1 million or like a bunch of friends, but I'm going to roll up what I got and I'm going to throw it at you. Kill the lion and kill the bear with this rag. This rag, the old dirty rag, had thrown rocks at everything that ever come against you. If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you. And you gotta throw what you got at it. You can't throw what you wish you had. You can't throw what your neighbor had. You got to throw what you got at it. That's what separates the men from the boys, because you got to throw what you got at it. If you don't tell me that you want something if you're not willing to throw what you got at it. Don't even get up to preach if you're not going to throw what you got at it. Don't expect me to fall out the floor and speak in tongues if you didn't throw what you got at it. So this rag represents him throwing what he got at it, and he got a little resume on it. Kill the lion. Look at that. Kill the bear. Yeah. Everything that ever tried to steal what he was trying to take care of, he killed it with a rag. Don't even cost nothing, but it'll bring you down. Mm-hmm. If the lion could have talked, he'd have laughed at David the lion. What you got, boy? Thought at me. And he got a rag, but it worked. Have you ever got a victory with something that didn't make sense, but it worked? It didn't even make sense that a girl like you would be in a position like you got right now, but it worked. It didn't even make sense that a guy like you who came from the background you came from would be sitting where you're sitting right now, but it worked. If God took something that wasn't much of nothing and blessed you with it anyway, holler at you, boy. You don't have to tell your business, but touch somebody and say, but it worked. They laughed at me, but it worked. They talked about me, but it worked. They turned up their nose at me, but it worked. They tried to get my job, but this worked. They said I wasn't qualified, but it worked. They said I was ugly, but it worked. They said I was stupid, but it worked. They said I'd never get here. Oh, but it worked. And I was thinking about this rag because this rag follows David all the way to Goliath. The biggest thing he ever had to fight in his life. And somebody in here today is fighting the biggest thing you ever had to fight in your life. It may not be a Goliath that we can see. It might be a Goliath called cancer. It might be a Goliath of an unexpected, shocking divorce. Goliath comes in all kinds of forms, and whenever you got something in front of you like you've never seen before, always use what you had behind you. He took this rag and killed Goliath with it. Hit him in the head with the rock, brought him down to his size. David was a boy, Goliath was a giant. Tuck this rag, I'll bring you down to my size. I might not have what you have. I might not look like what you look like. I might not can do what you do, but if you let me use my old stuff, I'll knock you down to my size. So help me God, I'll bring you down where I can handle you. I'll bring you down, I'll take your sword from you and cut your head off with your own stuff. And here he walks away from it with a rag. Oh, dirty rag. Same old rag he used before has brought him to where he is now. And knowing how to use this rag is what changed his life. If you learn how to use what life handed you, instead of whining about it and complaining about it and fussing about it and medicating about it and going through trauma about it, if you just take the fight, yes, I came from a single parent home, but I'm gonna learn how to work that thing. I'm gonna learn how to work that thing. Yes, I came from the wrong side of the track, but I learned how to work that thing. If you just back up and let me work it. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Touch somebody and say, I came here on the rags of life. The rags of life. Yeah, I'm just a raggedy woman sitting here, raggedy man, made it with this, that, and the other. Took not enough and made it work for me. Took it and made it work for me. I know it look good right now, but you don't understand. Up under all of this stuff is a bunch of rags. A little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of the other. Oh, I wish I had some raggedy people. Some raggedy people. Yeah, I'm raggedy. You hating on me now. I'm raggedy, I came here on rags. That's why I learned how to not have you. Yeah, because I made it on rags. I'm used to making do. You don't like me? I'm cool with it. I'm used to it. I can make it by myself. I wish I'd hear some raggedy people. Raggedy people are tough. They're strong. They're relentless. They've cried themselves to sleep more than once. You hear them at night, you think they wasn't going to work in the morning. But early in the morning, you hear the radio come on, because we back in the fight again. Raggedy people, holler at your boy. I came all the way here with nothing but rags. Just the old stuff I've been through. And the Bible said that God brought David to the palace through David's ability to work his rag. Have you ever had God bring you into something amazing? Through something crazy? And you can't even explain to people how a person like you ended up in a situation like that. And here you are in a whole new world that doesn't fit your background or where you came from and doesn't make any sense. And if anybody knew where you came from, they wouldn't believe where you are right now. But them little rags brought you all the way to what I call such a time as this. Have you ever had the rags bring you to such a time? Such a time as this. Look at me. After all these years, I get my hair done. I had to do it myself. Had to pin my skirt up, pull my pants up, and make do. But look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He saved my soul.
It's time for the 2022 Woman Thou Art Loosed Conference, and it's the end of an era. The grand finale is underway. Step into the spotlight and take a bow for all you've accomplished and how fabulous you've become. Mark your calendars for September 22nd through the 24th, 2022, and bring a sister along to meet us at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the site of the first Woman Thou Art Loosed Conference back in 1996. It's a full circle homecoming. Don't miss this transformational weekend fueled with a powerful lineup of extraordinary speakers, encouraging, empowering, and awakening the woman in you. Together, we are building bridges, tearing down walls, and breaking barriers. Visit WTAL.org today and register and book your travel. If you wait, it may be too late. Woman Thou Art Loosed Homecoming.
So I thought I'd preach a message from rags to riches. Down at Disney, you know, when you get ready to ride the rides, you don't need money, you need tokens. If you have a token, you can get a ride. If you have a token, you can get the bear. You play a game to get so many tokens, you get enough tokens, enough symbols, enough tickets. 10 tickets, you get the bear. 5 tickets, you get the cup. If you got a symbol, you can exchange it for something else. Yeah, all they give you is tickets and coupons and symbols. It's not even money, it's just symbols. And I didn't know when I picked this up that this was gonna be a symbol a token, a voucher that would bring me into another dimension. That's really what I want to talk about. I want to tell you what to do with what you got left. I want to tell you that everything that you went through was a voucher. It was a symbol. It was a sign of what you're going to do with what you got left. I want to read a little scripture to you. It's just a little quick scripture in 1 Samuel 18, 2 through 5. I'm almost finished. You all are just getting in here in time for the benediction. I'm almost done. But 1 Samuel 18, 2 through 5, it says, and Saul took him that day, talking about David, and would let him go no more home to his father's house. He didn't want to go no way. They didn't even like him at his father's house. The house was raggedy anyway. It was raggedy. You go no more back to your daddy's house. Sometimes God will get you out of something you didn't want to be in no way. Saul decreed you could go no more back to that raggedy house. I wanted to be in the raggedy house anyway. I stayed out in the backfield most times I could to stay away from the old raggedy house. They didn't like me no way. Eighth son of Jesse, misfit, questionable origin. I was mama's baby and daddy's maybe. You know, history says that there was some ambiguity in Jesse's mind as to the authenticity of the sonship of David, but we know that he was. His father wasn't sure. And some suggested that's what he meant when he said, in sin was I born, and in sin did my mother conceive me. It had a double-edged meaning. Maybe that's why Jesse didn't call him to the house, one of his sons. Because David came from a little raggedy situation. Have you ever had a little background thing that you couldn't tell nobody about because you thought that Mr. Wilson was a milkman, but later found out he was your daddy? Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm talking about people came from little raggedy situations and little raggedy jack leg situations. Grandma had to raise you because mama was locked up in jail and this happened and that happened. And now you're up, y'all dressed up and looking good, but you can't tell the kids the background story because it was some raggedy. Some of us still not sure where we came from. If Aunt Lizzie died without telling you, you ain't sure right now because you came from some raggedy situation. And he said, it's a raggedy situation, and no wonder I had to fight with rags because it came from rags, and my daddy thought I was a rag, and that's why he didn't bring me in with the royalty, because I was the eighth son with the raggedy background, and all my life I had to fight.
Come on,
and you see, something happened. The raggedy boy from the raggedy background took a raggedy weapon and fought his way to the palace and drew a line in the sand. And all of a sudden they said, you shall go no more back to your raggedy house. I came to prophesy to somebody this morning. You shall go no more back to your raggedy house. I don't know who that's for. I don't know what you had to come from to get where you are right now, but I want you to know this Sunday closes the deal. You will go no more back to that raggedy situation. Let me say it this way. The enemies that you see today, you shall see them slap somebody and tell them, I'm out of here. Tell poverty, I'm out of here. Tell depression, I'm out of here. Tell discouragement, I'm out of here. Tell confusion, I'm out of. I ain't coming back no more. And then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And this is the craziest, it's the craziest thing in the world. Because Jonathan made a covenant with David and he loved him as his own soul. And there's a whole lot we could say about that. But the thing that gets me most is how could Jonathan love a guy he don't know? He loved David. You're talking about an odd couple. David didn't grow up in the palace. David didn't go to Jonathan's school. David didn't eat lunch with Jonathan. David had never been in the palace before. And here a palace boy meets a pauper kid, and he loved him. You know, one of the sure signs that God has something for you is when he makes somebody love you that don't make sense. Have you ever? Oh, maybe not. Have you ever had somebody just take a liking to you and it doesn't even make sense why somebody like that would like somebody like you, and it's hard to believe it at first? Have you ever got a love you wasn't used to? No. Is there anybody in here? It might be about 10 people that Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. And this is what I want. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. And that's what I wanted to tell you, is that the raggedy boy from the raggedy house with the raggedy background, with the raggedy clothes, has now come into the palace, and he's come into something. Watch this, he's come into something. His gift has brought him into something that his background doesn't validate. His gift has brought him into an arena of people that he has no association or understanding. His gift has brought him into a place where he's in a palace where he hadn't been taught protocol or discipline or routine, but he's gifted enough to be in there, but he's not trained for where his gift brought him. He don't know who to bow to. He doesn't know what fork to eat with. He doesn't know the servants from the maze, and he doesn't have nothing to wear for where he is. All he had was a token. And he didn't have anything to wear. But when David saw him, he stripped himself. Just leave it. He stripped himself. He took the prince's robe off and he stripped himself. That's what Jonathan did. He stripped himself. Prince Jonathan stripped himself in front of the raggedy boy, Shaddai Bakaya. Hey, Shaddai, somebody must be praying for me because I feel something hit me. He stripped himself for the raggedy boy, and he took his robe and he stripped it off of himself. And Jonathan became naked so that the raggedy boy could be clothed. You must understand that Jonathan is a prince, and he in the shadow of another prince. Although only this prince was the prince of peace, who the Bible said stripped himself. I was a raggedy boy, He was the Prince of Heaven, but he stripped himself that through his poverty I would be made rich. Slap your neighbor and say, you don't even understand. For me to be here today, I've gone from rags. I've gone from rags to riches. Every blessed person in this room, spin around. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I am not what you say I am, not what the circumstances in my life look like I am. I am who God says I am.
Experience the breakthrough that comes when you know the truth about yourself and all that God says about you. For your gift of any amount, discover who you are and reveal your true purpose with the T.D. Jakes groundbreaking book, Identity.
He said, everybody else may run when the wolf is after you. I will not forsake you. I will fight your wolves off.
For your gift of $100 or more, you'll receive the I Am Collection, including the Identity and Destiny books, I Am 16x20 poster, and the I Am Message series on CD and DVD.
Somebody shout, I Am!
Stand firmly in your identity and purpose through Christ. Call or click today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.